Who do you listen to when you listen to podcasts?
Well, I normally, firstly, that's the first thing I like to do in the morning. I like to take that little bedtime that you have, like when you have the breakfast and you have a little time to digest it and you have some free time.
Yeah.
So I like to listen to podcasts. Either there's different podcasts I listen. There's ones relation with finance, other related with energy and spirituality, all this universe knowledge, you know. And then I just try to keep learning, keep listening and absorbing as we talk, absorbing the information you listen, and to absorb that information, I try to really be present and taking notes of what resonates with me. So I start incorporating that into my life and start like embodying it.
Mm.
So what about you? You listen to any podcasts?
Yeah. I like podcasts, but I also like interviews. So like if there's someone that I like in particular, like someone recently, Luke Belmar. I don't know if you've heard of.
I know it.
You know Luke Belmar? Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I love the way he thinks about life and how he takes things to a deeper level and understands the financial system and how the world operates on, you know, it's not in our best interest. And I really like how he goes about that. So if I start my day listening to him, already my mind is set up for me for the rest of the day to be like thinking about things in that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very beneficial for me, especially when I'm creating content or if I'm having conversation, to already like have those thoughts.
Get
you know?
Get
yeah.
For sure.
It's the best way to start your day. I find when I start my day with music or like something more, you know, the worst is when you start my day with like rap or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
Like, in some point I like to start my day with music, but it's kind of different. I like to use the music as an instrument to the different stages of my day. For example, when in the morning I like to listen music that gave me this peace and this flow of energy I want to in my day. I do it with purpose. When I go to the gym, bro, I like to listen music that have these like of beat ups that get you into the tone of a best.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I like to listen music with purpose. In the morning, I try to do this. When I work, I use different music. When I'm about to go out in the night, I listen to different music.
Yeah.
And it's about to understand that all the music you listen is frequency and energy too. So you are receiving the frequency that music is expanding, you know. So we have to see music as frequency, and knowing that every type of music go through and activates you, different parts of you, and different feelings, and different chakras, if we want to talk deeply. For example, when you listen reggaeton, you can totally feel it's a music that goes most with the sexual chakra.
Yeah. It's very bass heavy.
It's very heavy, yeah. But at some point, if you know how to take advantage of every type of music, you can tap into different feelings and sensations and frequencies that can help you in some point. But if you're just listening without purpose the music and just receiving that frequency constantly, you are draining yourself and giving your vibration a lowest vibration. So it's taking advantage of different type of music, different frequencies to start your day or either do different things.
I think that's key. I think what you said right there about doing it with intention, not enough people live life with intention.
True.
You know, you said you kind of just aimlessly do things. And I feel like I see so many people that don't take time to stop and think about, like, I wonder how many people listening have really stopped to think of, like, okay, this is music. How does it make me feel? Why does it make me feel this type of way? And is it really in my best interest to continue listening to it? Like the way you speak about music, you speak about it as though it's a tool, right? Like you utilize to its fullest potential to match your intention and how you, in whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we worked out, I remember you, the only person I know that plays those like tribal beats almost, you know, that put you into that state of mind, that get you that feeling of like power. And it's what would it be called? It'd be what's the word? It's like primal like power, you know?
It got you. And you can note that you listen with this music, with this purpose before hitting a workout, and you get that sensation. But if you are with your girlfriend, and you're going to put this music, it's not going to give you that sensation. So it's trying to differentiate what music give you kind of feelings for the moment, you know?
Absolutely.
Listen music for the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I'm with my girl, I just listen to different kind of music.
Yeah.
When I want to go to workout, I listen to this type of music.
Yeah.
But when I'm alone in the home in the morning, I just try to get into the tune, into my vibe, so I listen to different type of music. Do it with purpose and knowing what type of music affects you in some way.
Yeah, it's... I feel like it's the best way and the only way, really, that people should be living life is with purpose. And as soon as you find yourself doing things without reason, you got to ask yourself, why am I doing it? Because oftentimes, the reason why you do things is not because you programmed yourself to do them, but because someone else or something else with intentions in their own best interest have convinced you that doing this is the only way or the correct way to do it.
Yeah, it's trying to live in by your own game and your own rules.
Absolutely.
Not trying to fulfill the other's desires, what your parents you want to be, what the society wants you to be, but try to find your purpose and what you really want to be and what you are. And then by that, living by your desires and by what you want to be in life, really. Not by what the society waits for you or somebody waits for you, but really get deep into your purpose.
And I think a lot of people may be listening, and I've gotten this question before, is like, how do you find that? You know, like, I remember before I really dove deep into this path of like self-realization, that's what I like, where you really just ask yourself questions. And I feel like that's the best way to really understand yourself, is just always ask yourself the question why. You know, like, why do I do this? Why do I think like this? Where did these thoughts come from? You know, why do I feel so attached to this path? And, you know, why did I make this decision? The more you can ask yourself these questions, even if you don't have an answer, it's almost in the asking of the question that you realize that there's an abundance of information and knowledge that you haven't been tapping into just by simply living life on, like, coasting through life, you know?
Yeah,
and so when you're talking, I'm thinking, okay, how does someone understand what they really want in life? And I think, first of all, being alone and having no distractions and just being alone with your mind and really, like, facing your thoughts. Because a lot of the times, think about it, right? We're on our phones, right? If anytime you're bored, anytime anyone's bored, immediately pick up the phone and start scrolling.
Yeah, sure.
Right? There's never any time you have alone just to, like, oh shit, like, this is what I think when I don't have anything to distract me. Like,
sure, yeah.
It's scary.
I get you.
Yeah, right? So I feel like that's the best way, but I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, spending time in solitude and really tapping into who are you. Because you are not your body, you are not your thoughts, but try to listen to that voice that is inside you, and not your ego voice, but your truly voice. Because we come here to learn, and it's not only learning in an educational formulate, but we come here to Earth as a beings to learn about life and expand our consciousness. So when I talk about this, is that the learning is not only have to be educational, but it also have to be with love, learning about relationships, learning about consciousness, learning about who are really you, learning about money, because money is not about the material thing, but about the energy and how to spend and give yourself like the expansion to receive more or order to realize that you are you have to really focus on learn in the aspect, important aspects of the life, knowing that the moment we stop learning, we die. But the phrase come, that quote come from not only learning educational, but learning about the things we really come as a consciousness and as a being to learn in life.
But I feel like that's true education.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's true education.
Yeah, exactly. Like, school has now taken the word education and trained people from a young age to hate it. Mm-hmm. People don't like learning because they hated school.
Sure.
And school is education. But I think it's important to take the word education, separate it from school, and understand education is, like you said, it's very intuitive. It's like about listening to your gut, listening to your heart, and understanding other people, having relationships. And it's like a very natural thing that has now become so distant from reality.
Sure. Yeah, and what you was asking me, at the end of the day, we become what we want to become.
Mm.
Because we become what we think.
Mm.
And as we become what we think, we choose what to be, because at the end of the day, we choose what to think, and as we think, we become.
Oh shit!
That means it's like Descartes says, you know Descartes.
Yeah.
First I think, then I exist.
Yeah.
That means that our focus should be in world, in health, in prosperity, in love. We have to realize that our drugs are like seeds that go to the universe, and then that seeds get back to us in form of experiences. That means when you start realizing that, you start to choose better drugs and choose to start planting better seeds in your life, because you know that that's what you're gonna get back to you. So you have to understand the law of action and reaction, you know. It's so easy. What seeds are giving me certain results? What of the things I'm thinking or what of the things I'm doing are giving me certain results, either positive or negative? And realizing that if you keep doing the things that are giving you positive results in your life, you are just starting to live in, just stop living in fear and just believing and waiting for what the life has for you, but you start living in a certainty life and in a realization that what you are doing is getting you directly to the point that you want, because you know that what you are doing is going to get you directly to this point.
Oh my God.
Just by observing what actions are giving you certain reactions.
Oh my God, yeah.
What seeds are giving you certain results in your life.
Imagine they teach this in school.
Imagine.
Then you gotta wonder, why don't they?
Yeah, bro.
Why don't they, you know? It's, wow, that was incredible. Is this from your notes?
Yeah.
Dude, that's beautiful. I'm so glad you said that. Wow. I'm just gonna think about that one for a second. Mm. It really gives the power back to the individual. That's why they don't teach it in schools. Just click with me. Because think about it. School was created to produce workers, right? Mm-hmm. It was started in the Industrial Revolution and to produce, you know, people who can go to a job and listen to their boss and do a task.
Sure.
You know, you think about it. In school, you sit down, teacher tells you what to do, you write it, you read a textbook, you copy from the textbook, you write it down, you do a test, you answer the questions in like, you know, very like basic form. You get 30 minutes to go outside and run around, and you come back, you sit down in a cramped environment with lights, everything. It's like prison, right? It's like prison for the mind and your creativity and your soul, right? It's like prison for your soul going to school. That's why so many people hate it. There's a reason for that. It's not because the teachers are bad. The teachers probably hate it too.
And something important is that in the schools, if you see, they teach you in a different way to just listen and knowing that what the person is saying is the only truth.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. The control is, you don't have control, right? You need someone else to give you the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You need something else to tell you what to do. Otherwise you're lost, right? That's what school subconsciously trains you to do. But what you just said shatters that system.
And you have to get up the hand to talk. You cannot freely spread yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's so crazy, bro. Holy fuck. Yeah, and you can't say what you truly feel, because maybe how you truly feel is not allowed to. You're not allowed to say it, right?
Sure.
Or now, if you say something and it offends someone, it's like, you know, that's a whole different conversation. But what you were talking about is that your actions, your thoughts, they're seeds that you plant into the universe that give you back, you know, the fruit in the future. You know, you reap what you sow. But this gives you the power. This gives you autonomy over your own life. But school does not teach that. Because if from a young age, if you were to have understood that, you would realize that you don't need anything else. You don't need anyone else to guide you in life. You can trust your gut. You don't need studies to tell you that this is correct. You don't need scientific proof. You know, you don't need these material reasons to believe in, you know, human evolution. Like, you don't, by human evolution, I mean not like evolution, how they say in science, but I mean like self-growth and introspection. Yeah. But true. Wow. I just realized that now. That just clicked. As you were saying that, I'm like, holy fuck, that's why they don't teach it, because it's all about the power and where the power lies. And the power always lies in us, but mm-hmm. we give it to the corporations, we give it to the systems.
Because we've been programmed for that.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. So imagine all the people being programmed to, or they know that they are in control of their life and they are not dependent of the system and what the system have to them.
Yeah.
Imagine just that how the world would be.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, that's the manipulation they have in the system right now. But the important is to live outside of it. We cannot do nothing about it, but we can do something for us, being in control of our life, be commitment to, for our truly users of our authenticity and potential.
I agree. Yeah, you have to understand it exists.
Yeah.
But you can't get so caught up in it either. Because that's another trap.
Because you're getting trapped. Exactly. That's all the trap they give to you.
Exactly.
It's getting like trapped into that. Oh, the Matrix, all this.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
You are still in this dimension. You have to be multidimensional and knowing that this is not the real reality.
But the only way you can be multidimensional is first understanding that you are multidimensional.
Exactly.
That you're not just this. That your value is not just in how this looks or how you operate, you know? Mm-hmm. Wait, I was going to say something. Fuck. We were talking about,
And it's so easy, man. It's so easy because if you know that certain actions are giving you certain reactions and results, and you just keep doing the actions that are giving you positive results in your life, and you start to observing what actions are not giving you positive or the results you want, you just keep going right path, and you keep observing your life and your actions, and you start to making better actions in order to have better results. It's so easy, man. When you become the observer of your life.
Bro, we might get, they might take this down. This is too truthful, bro. You're telling the truth too much. Oh my God, this is so powerful. Holy fuck. Oh my God.
And it's kind of easy, but also complex to understand.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to, like, when you say it like that, it's like very simple. It's like you make good decisions, you get good results.
Exactly.
It's kind of that concept. But it's difficult because you have so much programming that you can't just do that. It takes time. It takes self-reflection.
Mm-hmm. It takes commitment too. Commitment to do the things that really are good for you. Because let's talk about simple things. Eating the right food. Sleeping at the right hour.
Yeah.
Doing the things that going to work out.
Yeah.
Simple thing, but a thing that so many people they start to work out and they enjoying the, just in the 3 days they stop. So that's really a commitment thing and realizing that the actions are seeds, but not always all the seeds grow, you know.
Ooh.
But the ones that grow, they don't give you one seed, but they give you hundreds of seeds.
Oh.
So realizing that keep planting positive seeds in your life will give you positive results in some point. Is for example, when you go to a vacation tour, for example, and normally when we go to vacation, we eat a lot of junk food, you know. We in some point are living, if we truly care about our body and our body and how we feel, we in some point we are living inside our head in fear because we say like, oh, damn, I am eating the bad food, so I may be gaining some pounds or I may be look like this before, after. But that's living in fear and belief because you don't know what's about the things that you're putting into life, what output's gonna give you.
Uh-huh.
You are living in fear and belief. But when you realize that when you just eat good and clean, I don't know if you've been in these months that you don't eat any junk food.
Absolutely.
You just don't think about what's gonna be the result of that, but you just feel good and you know you're gonna keep feeling good in that area.
Yeah.
Because you have not done something contrary to that.
Yeah.
So there's no way there's a different result.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like the momentum kind of builds and then,
It's a momentum.
And then it's almost like the temptation of like maybe even doing something outside of that is not even there anymore. It disappears because you're like, I feel incredible doing this. I'm no longer tempted by what used to distract me.
Sure.
And like I've noticed that too. And you know what's amazing with working out? There was parts of my life where it takes so much effort to like want to go for a run, want to work out, even though I knew it was good for me. But once you do it enough and you do it consistently and you couple that with good nutrition and good sleep, oh my God, it's like, there's nothing else I would want to do except work out. because of how it makes me feel.
It makes you feel so good. Yeah.
Okay, but to bring it back a little bit, I remember what I was gonna say, and it's just I wanna add this to the conversation that we had before about, you know, not getting too caught up in the matrix, essentially, like understanding that the systems aren't working for you, but also knowing that they don't work for you, and it's like a balance you have to maintain, mm-hmm. right? But the revolution begins within. And this is something that I've been saying recently on Instagram, because I realized that this is actually how you, if you really want to change the world, you first have to fundamentally change yourself. Sorry. Because by fundamentally changing yourself and pursuing this journey of holistic self-improvement, let's just say, you not only level yourself up, but the people that you're around, the people that you impact, the people you come into contact with will also feel that energy.
Sure.
Even if they don't see the actions that you do, even if they don't see you working out, your presence, your aura, your mindset will leave an impact on them. And maybe they won't even know why. Maybe after having a conversation, maybe you say something that like sparks something within them. Mm-hmm. And then they go home and they think about it. And they're like, wait, I have so much more potential. I have so much more to tap into than I have been. And then they begin the journey. You know? And then maybe they do it for someone else. And then they do it for someone else. Mm-hmm. And then that ripple effect, just like boom, 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 boom. That's how you change the world.
That's powerful. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Gives me chills thinking about it.
That's powerful. Yeah.
Because I realized this after I hung out with you. Mm-hmm. After I met you for the first time, I was like, I can't even imagine how many people you've impacted unintentionally just by being yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, and it made me really happy meeting you, because I was like, oh, this is another person that I feel like I'm on the same wavelength with, that I can connect with, that I can talk with like this so freely, so openly.
Yeah, it's kind of leading by example, you know?
Yes.
There's different levels of leadership, and one is leading by example. And if we go into energy thing, it's also about that. It's your energy and what you are doing maybe inspire something and wake up something inside someone that you see more possibilities and more potential in their life.
Yeah.
So it's so important. Yeah, it's inside, it's outside.
Yeah.
You are inside and growing inside and searching your true potential. Then you will expand that to the outside, and the persons around you, they're going to feel it, and they're going to, as you say, feel it too and start to pursuing it too. Just today I was hitting something about what you talk.
Ah, let's go.
About the momentum and about the influence that you give by just trying to pursue your best. I will.
Let's hear it. Mm. Just a quick note for anyone listening. Take notes on your phone. Like anytime you have an idea, or on whatever medium you want to use, if it's on paper or pen, doesn't matter. As long as you write it down and get it out of your mind. Because I find I have so many ideas all the time, and I have even better ideas when I'm training my mind to write them down and to note. There's something magical that happens when you like have a thought and then you're able to put it onto paper, like manifest it and turn it into reality, and then you have a foundation with which to evolve that thought. Whereas if you just have a good thought and you just kind of like leave it in your mind, it never evolves. I feel like it doesn't grow. When you write it down, and then also you can look back on your notes. You can be like, wow, I thought this when I was like 18, and now I think like this. Like you can see your evolution.
Yeah.
That's why I like recording these, is because I can look back on this in 20 years and be like, oh my God, you're so dumb, you thought this. Or that was just the stage I was at in life. But anyways, let's read this.
Yeah, no, but you say it's true, because at the end we are a channel of information, and all the people have channel of information and get clarity some in a wise. So if you take the time to take the notes of the clarities you have, of the drugs you are getting constantly, you're starting to implement that really into you. Because sometimes I get drugs that then in 5 days, I try to think back and I just don't get the same feeling and same interpretation I give them when I just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So when you take the time to, okay, oh shit, something's happening before I sleep. I'm sleeping, I'm trying to get to sleep, and I just get a draw of clarity. So I say, okay, I take my phone, I take the note. Then by taking the note, it starts to getting more and more and more. It's like a flow. And when you really take the time to do that, you start to implement it to yourself. And then you absorb so much information by listening also to podcasts, by listening to interviews. You absorb, but that then you are able to give out. So it's about that.
You said it so much better than I did. It's exactly that. It's so powerful, you know. What I was going to say is how I like to think about it as well is, okay, this world, like we said, there's levels to this world energetically. Again, it doesn't mean one's better than the other. It just means that as multidimensional beings that we are, energetic beings, we can tap into different frequencies, right? Mm-hmm. We're all atoms. Atoms, you know, vibrate on a certain frequency. We can change the way our resonance. We can change our frequency. You know, everything is vibrating at a certain frequency. If you do mushrooms, you can see it. But just you can also just understand it and feel it as a human being in general without doing psychedelics. But what I was gonna say is, when you are thinking about something, you're having a good thought, it means you're tapping into whatever frequency that thought is operating at, you know? And I feel like if you want to continually raise your vibration, you need to be around people that are also thinking like that, are also doing things. You need to eat foods that are, I believe, lighter foods, you know? Yeah. You can't be eating so much processed food, so much artificial food, because it keeps you down. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but after eating a heavy meal, you feel unmotivated, you feel very low creativity. It's because your body is like, the energy is now being used to digest that food, and your body's not operating on a frequency that is so high that you can tap into high levels of creativity, high levels of inspiration, motivation. You know, it's like, that's why everything matters too. Like the people you spend your time with, the food that you eat, everything affects everything.
And also having time to spend time with yourself alone and tapping into the feelings you want to feel in the future. Yeah. Because if it's, yeah. I mean, you're thinking in a easy way. If it's all energy, frequency, and vibration, why did I not take my time to try to feel that I want to my future be, and that feelings that the future will give me? I try to spend some time. This is something about Dr. Joe Dispenza. As if somebody have heard about it, they will know. And he's talking about how the feelings project a lot of vibrational energy around your field, that when you truly are able to feel it in the heart and project it in your body and around your aura, then you're giving that signal to the universe, and the universe give you what you give it to it. So if you live, the point is to live in the frequency you want, to live in the frequency you want to attract. Because you don't attract what you want, but you attract what you are.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So if you are constantly vibrating in the frequency that you want to vibrate, either you are not vibrating in this moment in that frequency, you're inevitable, it's laws of universe, inevitable, you're gonna attract that.
Absolutely.
In front of experiences, and that experience is gonna give you that feelings, and that's what you want at the end of the day.
You know how earlier you were talking about when you were younger, and you were pursuing your passion as a footballer, trying to turn it into a career? You knew it was gonna work out, but you didn't know how, and it led you on this path. And I believe it's exactly what you just said. You know, you believed, you were operating on that frequency, and the universe is like, okay, this is the path that you need to be on to you know, become one with that goal. And, and now you're on that path now, and it's led you through all your experiences. But if you didn't fully believe it, if you felt like maybe you were undeserving, you were unworthy, your path would probably look so much different, because maybe you would make little decisions that wouldn't actually be in your best interest due to insecurity, due to fear, due to limiting beliefs that you had. All these different factors that, you know, either put you into that vibrational state or don't. It's again, everything matters.
Everything matters. In little or bigger proportions. Yeah.
I interrupted you, but yeah, we go.
I was hearing a podcast today about they talk about the potential is in the presence.
Those are amazing notes. Oh my God, you took so many notes. Holy. This is all from today?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a whole podcast. Yo, it keeps going. Like, so, scroll down.
Yeah, because as I told you, like, when I start to take notes about the things I listen, there's also comes more ideas that are within me. So I try to just express all out.
I love that.
And it's funny, I just started a few days ago to do that because somebody told me that.
Oh, really?
That, I mean, start to take notes of what you think, because I used to have conversation with people and then that get in the air, you know. Yeah. Or draw is you are expressing it and implementing it. It's like when you really take notes and you really implement it in your life, when you have it there more easy for you, it's kinda more easier to have it in your life as a really
shit. No, dude, I agree. And honestly, like, before you do this, just a little, you know, behind the scenes information. That's the only reason I have my Instagram, is literally as a journal for myself.
and a way for me to express my thoughts.
Sure.
And I've just built an audience of people that resonate with it. It's like, it's pretty crazy, but that's how I started, yeah.
And some people don't understand, but
you know, I mean, it's okay.
You will attract the people that understand, and they keep following you for that.
Yeah.
So what I take today, apart from a lot of things, it was this little part that really hit me, and it was, those who successfully change for the better, they put themselves into a position to experience an altered state of self that expands the albertage of possibilities. Achieving the potential energy, engage confidence and optimism. That means encourage for the exploration of the top potential, and as a result, give more action. And this action gives up precious momentum that over time produce this self-positive change that continue to elevate you and transform you constantly, not only for the individual, but also for the people around it.
Wait, you might have to read that one again.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's powerful, but you have to understand
it. Yeah.
Listen, those who successfully change for the better
and are striving
for the better and they start to getting it, they put themselves into a position to experience an altered state of self that expands the albertage of possibilities.
So those on a journey of self-improvement will put themselves in situations that optimize that give them the highest number of possibilities.
Expansion of opportunities and possibilities. And
powerful.
When you are in this journey, you realize that you're living something that not all the people nowadays are pursuing.
Yeah.
Although all people want it, there's no people that really commit to it.
Yeah.
So when they put you put yourself in that position, you start to live in experience of altered state of self, and you start to expanding your energy and your life, and that chief of potential energy engage in you confidence and optimism when you are in that path. And that encourages you for the exploration of more top potential. More of the things you can do.
That's the momentum.
And as a result of that, it gives you more action.
Oh, shit.
Because the action is the one that gives you that momentum that over time produces the self-positive change.
Wow. Infinite.
Infinite. Yeah. And that continues to elevate you and transform you constantly. But not only for the individual and for you, but for the people around you.
Bro, this proves right here that human potential is limitless.
Sure.
Because this cycle can be repeated infinite amount of times, which means that us as human beings have a limitless amount of things that we can learn, things that we can do, and things that we can be, people that are, I guess, frequencies that we can become or embody. I don't know, but wow, I love it. So did he say that, or did you write that out of inspiration from listening to him?
Both,
yeah.
I combined while I was listening, and I just listened, take notes, and I also was texting things that had come from my mind.
Do you write poetry?
Portrait?
Yeah.
What's that?
Poetry is like, how would you say poetry? Wait, can you look up the definition of poetry?
Portrait?
I don't know how to say it in Spanish.
Portrait, like a retrat?
No. It's P-O-E T-R-Y.
What? Search it.
Here.
Oh, poetry. I get it. No, I don't do poetry.
But
I know what is poetry for sure. Why?
Well, because I feel like sometimes when I listen to, for example, that note, it's almost like poetry in a sense.
Oh.
There's an element to it.
Got you.
Yeah. It's like, it's not even the fact that it has to rhyme. Forget the rhyming. It's more so that it has like a message and intention.
Oh, the deep meaning of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Little words with high significance, you know?
That's it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I know we talked about this before, not on the podcast, but another time. We talked about video games, and you know, I made a post on my Instagram, I think, talking about how video games are like objectively a waste of time. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of feedback on that. That wasn't people not agreeing with me. And, okay. You know, I'm someone who grew up playing a lot of video games. Like, I love Pokemon and Minecraft. And, I remember in COVID, when it first happened and everyone went to lockdown, that's all I kind of like gave up a little bit on my goals and played Overwatch with my friends online for like hours and stayed inside and, you know, didn't work out. It didn't take care of my health. And the reason why I say video games are objectively a waste of time is because as human beings, we have this urge in us to adventure, to level up. And when you have access to do that, to fulfill those urges, but in a way that doesn't actually add to your real life, because at the end of the day, you have to unplug from the video game and sort of face the consequences of your actions. When you have access to that quick source of dopamine, it's objectively a waste of time because it's so much more fulfilling to use that time to level up in real life. The reason why people don't see that is because it's a lot more difficult. It's a lot more difficult to go work out. It's a lot more difficult to sort of, you know, meditate, level up your attributes if you're thinking about life in a video game sense, than it is to turn on your computer and, you know, like go into a world that doesn't exist and sort of escape reality. You know, I find reality to be the best video game. This is the best video game.
That's a video game. That's a video game you have to play and get leveled up.
Yeah. In the end. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've tried, you know, since that time in COVID, I've stopped playing. And I've also really gone deep into this journey of, like, you know, like I said, self-improvement and introspection and really trying to become the best version of myself mentally, spiritually, physically. And I've tried playing video games again, and it just doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't do it for me anymore. And it's because of now, I've removed myself so far, my mindset's completely different, that it doesn't, I understand how much more fulfilling it is to really live and experience life to its fullest, you know?
Sure. I totally agree with you. And I feel that. And I experienced kind of similar situation. Back in some years, I was also playing other video games normally. We are living in the age of technology, it's normal, you know?
Absolutely.
We all have these moments, and we will have to pass to these moments to then realize that this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, okay, nowadays, I have no moment when I say I want to play video games, but let's say the occasion comes, I do it with purpose. I say, okay, I'm gonna enjoy this moment with my friends, I'm gonna be present, I'm gonna be ambitious playing.
For sure.
But when you start to limit, striving for personal growth, you start to know that you are your own character in this video game of the life. And it's much more
fulfilling.
Exactly. I'm excited to level up yourself as a character than a video game character that is gonna die there.
Exactly, bro. And you know what? I totally understand how people are like, well, everything in moderation, like you said, you know, you do it with purpose. But even still, like, let's say I do it in moderation, let's say I do it in purpose, yes, I get to spend time with my friends. But are you really spending time with your friends? Like, you know, you're not there, maybe you're there with them in person, but you're not really, because you're both, your mind and your energy is in a virtual place. Mm-hmm. You know, you aren't living in the present moment, you aren't experiencing the reality around you, you aren't sharing your energy. You're giving it into something that doesn't give you energy back. And yeah, so that's why I say, like, it's objectively a waste of time. Now, I understand that can be radical, and I understand why being radical about things, looking at life very black and white, is not always the most productive. But I think it's important to look at things black and white and look at things and have a radical view on things that are that are not in your best interest. Like, for example, there's another one. Why would you eat food that is not as good for you as another option? You know, like, if you have the option to eat something that is objectively better for you, why would you not? Mm-hmm. What, because one tastes better? What, because one is makes you feel better in the moment because you haven't built up the discipline to do before? It's like, you have decisions that you can make in your life that lead you down a better path that a lot of the times people just aren't making, right? And that's why I think you have to be very, especially when you begin this journey, you have to be very strict, right? You have to be very clear. It's like, okay, these are my values, these are my goals, and I have to stick to them. If I allow for leniency, if I say everything in moderation, then I'm never actually going to progress. I think it's really important. And I understand how it triggers people. I understand it triggers people and it makes people feel like, it's too harsh, too strict, you know, it's toxic. It's like, no, bro, there's nothing toxic about being the best version of yourself that you can be. There's nothing, mm-hmm. It's the most beautiful thing, it's why you're here.
Yeah.
It's in your DNA to evolve and to get better.
Sure.
So I personally enjoy it. I work better when I'm like, okay, I don't do this anymore. I only do this. And
yeah,
I don't know, but you can give your thoughts on that. That's how I operate.
Yeah, I think. This about the junk food, about the scrolling, you know, is something we are aware of it and we know it's bad for us. But so many people, this is self-sabotage at the end, because self-sabotage, some people do it to try to be more in control of their life. They try to eat one more junk food just to be more in control and to get bad. But at the end, you are not getting more control of your life.
Mm.
And it's not the thing, but it's how you use it and the purpose how you use that. So it's not the video game, but the way the society and the people nowadays use them, you know. It's not the food, but the way the people see food as a escapatory or as a tapping some feelings. So it's starting to realizing that, to realizing why you do it. And if you do it with purpose, but just start to do the things that really are good for your life and for your real life, rather than spending time in things that doesn't gonna get you back something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. That's true. I agree with you 100%.
You have to start leveling up, because life is about self-worth, yeah, and every aspect of your life is gonna meet right in the point of your self-worth. Mm. Like, you don't gonna get certain quantity of money if you don't feel to deserve it,
mm,
because you are not tapping in that energy. And if you do it, you're gonna lose it,
mm,
because you are not in the expansion to contain that. Also, if you not feel valuable to be in a relationship, you're not gonna be in a relationship. If you don't self-love yourself, you cannot self-love others, because as is inside, is outside. When we start to think about this thing that is a universal law, we have to start also think about things like respect. You cannot command respect from others when you don't respect yourself. And respecting yourself is doing the things that you say to yourself you're going to do. Because that means that your own word means something for you. And if your own word doesn't mean something for you, it doesn't gonna mean something for anybody.
Holy fuck!
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
So starting to think like this, and starting to think that everything starts inside, and then the outside is a projection of it. So if you want a better life, you have to be better yourself. Because if you don't change, nothing's gonna change. If you don't do an action, you don't have a reaction. Or maybe the reaction of the no action is that it's not being a reaction, or maybe a reaction that is not voluntary, but a reaction that is just, you know what I mean?
Like pre-programmed.
Pre-programmed, yeah. About the collective subconscious, yeah, but it's not a reaction that is with a purpose and with that intention. So start to live with purpose, start doing actions that give you results, start leveling up yourself in all the areas, start to love more yourself, start to be more multidimensional, to do different things. We have so much time to learn things, to learn to touch an instrument.
Yeah.
Lately, like 5 days ago, I got a guitar.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got a guitar. I told you once when we meet, that I was looking forward to it, and I do it.
Yeah.
And I'm learning to touch it. And I started realizing that, of course, I have to learn some techniques for it, but it's amazing how you start learning new things, and you have different moments of your day that before you don't have.
Yeah.
And we have so much time, man. We have so much time, so just taking advantage of that to be multidimensional, learn every new aspect of your life, learn about love, learn about money, learn about yourself.
Yeah.
Learned about education, a lot of things, like, it's constantly growing yourself.
Damn, bro. Oh my God, that's gonna be a cliff right there. That's amazing. Wow. And one thing that popped into my mind while you were speaking was, like, it's another question I get a lot, and it's people asking me, how do I find people who I can resonate with? How do I find like-minded people? And I think the answer to that is, well, we already talked about it, but in a different context. The answer to that is embodying the energy and being that person first in order to attract those people into your life. Mm-hmm. We didn't meet by accident. Yes, it was very random.
Sure, like, super random.
So random, like, you sent me a DM on Instagram. You watched my YouTube videos when I first came here in 2020, and I came back here now. I saw the DM. I wasn't too sure if, you know, I don't... It's difficult to trust people randomly online, you don't know. And I had good energy from this one in particular. It stood out to me. And we connected that way. We went for dinner, and then boom. We realized we had a lot in common. We realized we, you know, had a lot of similar ambitions, similar goals, and we can relate to each other. And but again, was there any planning to this? Did I go into this trip with the intention to find anyone? No, I just was that person. And by operating on that frequency, tapping into that level of energy, mm-hmm. I also met other people who were there.
Of course. And like, you will also attract the opposite of it. I mean, you will attract what you are, but also you will attract the opposite, just to confirm that you are the opposite of it. I mean, you always, in all areas of your life, you will have what you are and the opposite. And I hear a phrase that is very deep.
I've actually never thought about that.
Yeah, it's very deep, but it's super, you're gonna hear it.
Oh my God, that's so true.
First, understanding the law of opposites. So something exists, you have to exceed the opposite.
Yeah.
It's a law of the universe.
Yeah.
But then, realizing that the moment you declare yourself to be anything, everything unlike will come to the space. And it has to, because it's a law of the universe. Because this is something I hear from a speech. In the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not.
Whoa.
Wait. Start together.
In the absence of that.
That which you are is not.
Wait, hold on a second.
So deep.
So in the absence.
If everybody looks like you, exactly, how you know how you look?
Okay, so in a world where things are.
If you want to have a direct experience of what you are and what you have, you will attract to yourself like a magnet everything you are not.
Okay,
because,
I get it.
The absence of what you are not, that what you are is not.
Yo, that's such a paradox. Holy fuck, I love it. I love it because, again, it confirms for me, life is entirely made up of paradoxes. You know, that's why I don't like the way the system is set up now, where everything needs to have a conclusive answer. You need to have a study in order for it to be true, because that is not how life works. You know, you cannot study life and come to a conclusive answer. The more you study life, the deeper you go down into the fabric of this reality, the more you realize of how much things actually don't, quote unquote, make sense, right? But they make a lot, they make perfect sense, right? But we've been conditioned to think that things like 1 + 1 needs to equal 2. But what if from a different perspective, 1 + 1 equals a whole different, you know, what if it's not even, you know, what if it's not even within our understanding of what it could equal? You know, like, what if 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 things? What if it equals the energy of the 2 things put together, right? Yeah. What if 1 with this energy and 1 with that energy doesn't make 2 with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know. Like, who says that 1 + 1 was 2? Exactly. Who said that?
Yeah, well, it's very two-dimensional. It's very like, okay, this if you have 2 bottles, if you have 1 bottle and 1 bottle, it makes 2 bottles. But what if 1 bottle has bad energy, 1 bottle has good energy, then you have 2 bottles, but with more context, one bottle is, you know what I mean? Like, something stupid like this.
Crazy,
I just said bottle because I have a bottle here, but, you know, you can say that with people. But there's so much more context, there's so much more depth to life, and I think it's so enjoyable to explore it, because the more you explore it, the more you talk about these things, the more you think about them, the better you understand, again, why you think the things you think, why you act the way you act, and why you feel the way you feel. You know, a lot of the times we have these inherent, you know, intuitive feelings. We're like, why do I feel like this? Why do I have this sense of, like, I'm not on the path that I should be? It's like you haven't thought deeply enough about your existence, about why you're here. And not only that, but when you do think about it, you're expecting a conclusive answer, when that conclusive answer does not exist. It is in the thinking that you find the answer, right? It is in the journey that you reach the destination. And
true.
I think this, again, a paradox, something that doesn't make sense because of the English language, because of the way that we structure our life, that's the most powerful and beautiful you know, part of all life is in, you know, it's in those questions that don't have answers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a really long-winded way of saying, you know, life is full of paradoxes and they're really fun to talk about.
Did you understand the paradox?
Of that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It's like, you can't understand the duality if everything of is the same. Like, it's in the it's in the uniqueness and the differentiation of things and energy where you find your path in a way.
Yeah, something like that. Like, you cannot know you are white if you don't know there's someone like me.
Yeah.
So in the absence of someone different like you, that what you are is not.
Right, because it is the standard. It is the...
Yeah, exactly. You cannot know what you are if you don't know that other people are not what
right.
you are.
Right.
You cannot yeah. know that you are self-improving if you not know that other people are not self-improving.
Holy fuck.
So in the absence of what you are not, that what you are is not.
Which is why when people you say know? Like, oh, I just wish the world was all good. I wish all the evil in the world would go away. It doesn't exist. Impossible. Yin and yang is the definition of this existence. I feel like this plane, this material plane that we live on, yin and yang perfectly describes how Same. Everything is.
You know? And it's meant to be like that. It's meant to be bosses, and it's meant to be also workers.
Okay, you know Alan Watts? Have you heard of Alan Watts? He's like a
Alan Watts.
Like,
yeah.
He's like a
sure.
Yeah. He's dead now, but he's a philosopher.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. I remember there's this one speech I listen to before I go to sleep. And I've listened to it like for every single day for a month because I just thought it was so powerful. And he talks about this. He talks about how the white, how does he phrase it? He says, it's like light is darkness because without darkness, you wouldn't have light. So
exactly, that's it.
They're the same concept. They're just,
is it?
Like you just look at them with different perspectives, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And, what was another example he gave? It's like if you have a blank sheet of paper and you put a black dot in the middle, is the focus the black dot? Does that become the thing? Mm. Or is the thing the white space? Yeah. Without, you wouldn't understand their space if there wasn't the black dot.
Exactly.
Right? It yeah. would just be, again, it's
so
exactly
powerful.
It's exactly what you said.
So
it's exactly,
powerful.
Yeah.
And it's the same because it's laws of universe. The law of opposites, the law of action reaction. What we talk about later, the law of as is inside is outside, as is down is up,
as above so below. Yeah,
a lot of things that if you truly understand the deep meaning of it, and just not knowing as a law of universal law, but also knowing that it's in the little things of your life that they apply. So you trying you kind of understand more the life and how it works. You can hack it.
And you know what's funny? I've never met anyone that thinks this way, that thinks about these things like this, that isn't excited about life, right? But I've met so many people that have, you know, depression, some sort of form of mental illness, some sort of anxiety, maybe even like deep regret about something. And these are the same people that sort of deny that energy and frequency is the fundamental to life, right? These are the type of people that I observe who, you know, rely on statistics to tell them that they are okay, who rely on a study to tell them what they should be doing, who rely on a pill to wait for them to get better, you know, who, it's these people who sort of wait for someone else to validate them that struggle with truly loving themselves and finding purpose within themselves, you know. And again, we talked about schools and how it primes you to live a life this way. And it's very evident. If you just open your eyes and you look around you, the majority of people are like this. Right? It's very few people that, you know, kind of can have these conversations. I'm not saying that we're special or that we're different. It's just that the world has not created this many people like this because it's not their intention to. You know, the people who maintain the power in this world, the entities, the energies that maintain the power, because I believe, you know, this world is just the spiritual world manifested in, you know, the physical. Whatever wars are going on up there, it's manifested here in the form of money, in the form of energy and attention, you know, fear. You know, it's all of that. It's you realize, you know, of course it was never meant to be that way. They wouldn't want us to understand this. Because as soon as we understand this, we realize we are creators. You know, we are creators of reality. We are pieces of the consciousness that created this world, you know? And I don't know. It's you can't not believe in a God or, you know, in a creator if when you start thinking like this.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, and that doesn't mean we are special, as you say. We have problems too. We have experiences that
Absolutely.
Get us through hard moments. But we already know what actions are giving us some results in our life and what things are giving results in our life. And every day we're striving for better in all areas. We're just living by certainty and happy because we know that we want to achieve what we want.
Yeah.
And that what we do give us that feeling that not so many people have.
Yeah.
Because they don't do what they have to do to feel that.
Yeah.
Because it's a feeling that comes from deserve, from yourself, from truly deserve yourself. You know that you deserve that, so yeah. You know that you're going to track it. But there's people that they just not feel to deserve that because they just don't do the things that they're supposed to do to try to feel in this sensation of, man, I really deserve it. So it's about that.
It's almost like you have to be a little bit, I say this sometimes on Instagram, you have to be a little bit delusional, but it's not that you're crazy. It's that in contrast, like comparing yourself to what's normal, it seems like delusion. To be like, you know, I'm truly deserving of all the success that, you know, I want. Because think about, like, if you say that to someone, they're going to be like, bro, who are you to say that you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, subconsciously, people keep each other down.
Sure, yeah.
It's like crabs in a bucket. I don't know if you know this metaphor, but when you put a whole bunch of crabs in a bucket, as soon as one tries to escape, all the others get it and bring it down.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's wow. like, you know, people would much rather see you at the same level that they are than see you try and, you know, attempt to become better mm-hmm. in a sense, right?
I get you. Yeah, because as they are not in the same level of self-worth, that means they are not attracting the same things for their life as you. They just don't understand or they don't get the things you are doing, and it's normal. But yeah, it's living about... Yeah.
That was incredible, yeah. Oh, what time is it?
It's 6:30.
6:30?
I have some more time, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, okay.
I have something more.
Amazing, let's go. I would love to talk about food at some point because,
okay.
you know, we talk about all these things, but maybe for some people it's more practical to talk about the actual habits that we implement in our lives, you know? I don't know if you agree with this, but another thing I've been posting on Instagram recently, one realization that I had is like, first you must cleanse your body
mm-hmm.
to then master your mind.
Oh yeah.
To then free your soul.
I hear that.
And it's in that order.
It's powerful. Yeah.
Because I really reflected on myself. I'm like, okay, it's so difficult for me. Whenever I have mental issues, whenever like I feel like mentally I'm just not in control, it's because the food I've been putting into my body has not allowed for myself to have the clarity to mm-hmm. really understand what the root problem is. And then once I give myself the proper nutrition, the proper fuel, then my mind is all of a sudden like unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have access to my mind. And then once my mind is unlocked, then I can realize like, okay, this is a tool that I can use and it doesn't have to control me. And then once I understand that, then my soul is free,
mm-hmm.
right? Then I'm able to really love like, you know, fully. Without yeah. the ego, right? Because the ego is in the mind. And, you know, I feel like it's in that order. It's very difficult to love people freely if nutritionally you're poisoning yourself because you're going to be first focused on that. It's very difficult to love and, like, really feel connected to God and to this earth when mentally you won't even let yourself get there. In order to mentally free yourself, again, so anyways, that's the sort of thought process I had when I
True.
Thought about that. And I feel like it's in that order.
Wow.
So that's why I feel like the food that you put into your body is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the first step to conquer the body and then you go the road to conquer exactly. the mind and exactly. then the soul.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And I think nutrition is the basic and the basis for us to be in fulfillment and nourished, not just in a body aspect.
Wait, keep going.
Yeah, sure. But also in terms of feeling good, on doing the... I just cannot talk like that. I feel like I still be talking about it.
No, this is great. We're good.
So other thing, bro, that I've been doing lately and I have discovered that this is a very important aspect of my life right now And I think it's very important for every people to do it, because less than 5% of the people do this nowadays is having a goal setting, a plan. And I mean a plan for your day, and also a plan for your week, and also a plan for your years. Because it's just as we was talking about the drugs and the clarities we got normally. It's like we get the clarity and then we forget about it 5 days ago. It's also with the things we have to do. Like we think, oh, this week I have to do this meeting, I have to get this work done, I have to do these things. But you do it in your mind, and then during the week, by the circumstances, you start to forgetting about it. So you end by doing nothing that you were supposed to do. So I just realized that having a plan setting that most people don't make your work worldly. And also so much time, we think about what we're gonna have to do, but we don't do a plan to really do it. So when we start to making a plan to do have a great day, we make a great day into a great week into a great month, and a great month into a great year. But it's just like, it's difficult to think some things about the end result when we have like a big plan or a big objective for the year. But when you put that objective in the little settings that you know that time by time and day by day and brick by brick, you're gonna go through it, and you start to just living day by day and putting brick by brick, then at the end, you're gonna see back and you're gonna see what you really, that the total empire that you construct for yourself. So I think goal setting is very important. And what I do personally, I have five mainly purposes or objectives for my week. That mean that can mean learning a new skill, educate myself in something, do certain kind of meetings, whatever it is. I have always five purpose or objectives for my week. And then every day, let's say it's Monday, I try to see the day before what are the things I can do in that day in order to get me little by little into that big objective and to get it into little
steps
in the day to get into that. If I want to be in shape, so I start to working out day by day and I know in the end is the result is gonna be that. The same, for example, now I'm learning to talk the guitar, so I have lessons. So my week purpose is to learn to talk the guitar in a good way.
Day by day,
I'm learning those little things that gonna lead me to that. But I really have a plan that I know is gonna give me that result. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you was about to tell?
So stupid, right? I was gonna say, you know, in Spanish you say tocar, right? Like to play.
Yeah.
But in English, it's not like, if you say touch the guitar, it doesn't, it's, no, it's not, it's not like.
I get you. But the whole way supposed to say
it. Play.
Oh, play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, but in Spanish, you don't say jugar, right? You don't say jugar
the guitar. No.
Yeah, but you tocar. But
tocar.
But in English, you say play the guitar, play football. But it's not touch football, right? But it's, yeah. It's anyways. It's. It just caught me off guard because you said it. I was like, wait, touch the guitar. Oh my god. Oh wait, there was something else. Oh yeah, when you say clarities, you you mean thoughts, right?
Yeah, drugs, yeah. Like drugs that just, they just come to your mind in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. In Spanish, what's the word you... What,
claridades.
Claridades. Okay, so the direct is like clarity, right?
Clarity.
Yeah.
Clarity? Yeah.
Clarity. Yeah, you know, you're right, yeah. Okay, let's say you have a goal. Do you walk me through the process of... do you write out the big goal and then you write out steps like from a, on a day-to-day basis, or do you write it on a week-to-week basis, or do you write it as more of like ideas? Like what is...
Yeah, it's like not so structured.
Okay.
Because I don't like to live my life so structured, but with purpose, of course. So I just know, for example, as I told you before, I want to. I want to skip the part.
yeah.
Shit. What else can I say?
play the your or yeah. No, just say when you're learning to play the guitar.
Yeah, it's just not about the structure, so much structure in the goals. It's just about knowing what is your goal and knowing what are the things you have to do to get to that goal in little steps. It's just that, just know it and be secure in the way that is good for you, that in your day basis you can. What did I say?
No, I'm still thinking about touching the guitar. Sorry. Yeah, no, it's okay. Oh my god.
Okay, so, but it's more so the concept of you have a big goal and you make time every single day intentionally to work towards it in little steps. Mm-hmm. And then over time you look back and realize how much progress you made.
Exactly.
Without really getting too overwhelmed by the big goal.
Exactly.
Right,
that's
okay.
It. Just getting sure about your purpose and your main goal.
Yeah.
And just be sure about doing the things that are gonna lead you to that. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna structure in the way that is best for you, because the way is best for me is not the best
absolutely
for you. Yeah. So it's kind of personally too.
I have a question. This is a bit off topic, but because I was thinking about this and I was like, okay, what's something that would stop someone from doing this? It's comparison, right? Like when you're focused on the little steps, one thing that maybe stops your progress is seeing other people. And social media plays a big part in that. And I was just kind of curious, like, you know, how do you use social media? What do you think about it? Like, is it a tool? Is it negative, like positive, whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I use social media and I use it on a daily basis. I focus more on my page than other pages. Of course, I try with my Instagram mostly, because it's the social media that I most use, along WhatsApp, that is for communicate with people and your people around, is that all the people I follow is people that are giving me value. And I try to keep my, for example, TikTok. I think TikTok is it keeps just scrolling a lot. But then you decide what are the type of info and videos you are going to be scrolling, because you are the one that dictates the algorithm of it. So you got to know how it works, so you know what info you get and how you make it the better.
Yeah.
But the thing is that nowadays, bro, like, people consuming 1 hour, the quantity of videos and info that people before in a decade consuming the world life.
Oh, yeah. That's,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
And this has to be with TikTok videos, they have to be with Instagram, they have to be with also this porn, talking about this.
Yeah.
There's people that see most porn in 1 hour that all the world life for 10 decades before people.
Yeah.
So being conscious about that is crazy, man. And just, I mean, it's normal because it's the technology era. But just be aware of that. Be aware of that. And try to get your social media something that really gets you value into your life. Of course, you have friends. Of course, you have family. But at the end, we end up consuming a lot. So decide what you're going to consume. That's the thing.
Intention.
Intention. That's it.
Live life with as much intention and self-awareness as possible. Mm-hmm. With understanding your goals and your values, and try to align your actions with those.
Exactly. What about you? How did you manage, for example, like, you have your social media, but it's not only about your content, but also about what you see, and also about how do you manage your time with it? Because I guess it's, you have to get a lot of management of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where, I'm really glad that I create content, because that the creation and the editing gives me a purpose behind being on social media. So now I see social media not only as a way to like gain more information, but also to take inspiration and for my own content. So that's my only purpose in being on social media. Obviously there's times where I get open TikTok, I open Instagram, I'm on Reels with no intention, just scrolling. And then I catch myself, I'm like, okay, this objectively is not adding value to my life. Let's just make the decision to get off of it, and I know I'll feel better, right? Rather than dwelling in my feelings, because if I were to dwell in my feeling is telling me to keep going because it's addicting, because it's easy, right? Yeah. But sometimes you have to make a decision, a physical decision, to leave the app based off of the greater and bigger picture. And the more you can remind yourself, the more you can catch yourself in those moments, and the more you can correct yourself, the easier and the more discipline you'll have around these, you know, these double-edged blades where you have something that could be an incredible tool to bring you success and to bring you closer towards your goals and connect you with amazing people, or something that keeps you alone, isolated, and, you know, gives you the illusion of fulfillment in terms of
even if you're watching informational videos, you can watch so many informational videos about like how to be productive, how to do this, but you're not actually doing anything. You know, that's a trap that I fell into as well. I would watch so many editing tutorials, how to edit videos, how to make YouTube videos, but I was never actually making YouTube videos. So it's like, that's another trap that you can fall into, where it's like the productivity trap. You know, it's
true.
And it, again, it comes down to self-awareness and, like I said before, values, aligning your actions with those values. But yeah, I use social media as a tool because, you know, I create content, I take inspiration, I connect with other people. And the only time I'm on there is to post and engage with all of you. So yeah, it's, I feel like I've really, actually, I'm pretty proud of myself. Like, I've got a pretty good handle over my social media use, but.
Amazing. Amazing to hear that.
Took a lot of time.
And just take the time to also congratulate you, bro, on knowing that what you're doing is giving a lot of value to the people, and I'm very happy for that. Also happy for sort of being here, being together, because I know apart from what we are talking here, we are doing so much things outside, and it's gonna be a blessing, this friendship. I'm very happy for that, having people that, as you told, bro, like, this is just the answer of the universe, that what you project is that what you attract. And it's that, bro. When I first talked with you in the dinner, it was kind of funny because I started to realize that I see a lot of things that I see in me on you, and I know yourself back in terms of habits or other stuff, but it's funny. Because you say, bro, I just can attract someone most similar to me like that. And it's like energy, bro. Like, then you realize it's real. So if you can attract a people or a person, you also can attract bigger things to your life. So it's amazing because now we are creating other vortex here that is going to attract other things as persons, as circumstances, and as opportunities.
Dude, I'm so excited for the future. Like, I really am. Like, and I appreciate that a lot, and thank you. And honestly, it was a blessing meeting you too. And when we were having dinner for that first time, I felt like I was having dinner in a way with myself. Like, I was like, oh my, this is like, you know, it reaffirms for me like everything that you said. The energy is real. The law of attraction is so real. But, you know, in moments where you aren't experiencing the fruits of the seeds that you plant, it's so easy sometimes to fall into doubt, right? Into being like, oh, it's not real. You know, it's, I'm going to be alone. Like, it's, and that's the trap of this world. You have to to stay strong. You have to really just be delusional, but coming from a place of fundamentals, you have to really understand life. This is how life works, right? You really have to like believe it with all your heart, and it becomes true. And it is true because it was always true.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, like, life is so beautiful because of it's so in your control. It's like everything is, you're so powerful, you know, you have so much like potential. And that's why I do these. That's why I'm recording this conversation, even though I fundamentally may not like agree with social media. Obviously, you guys are watching this, you're probably on your phones. I hope that this and every piece of content I make catalyzes something and sparks something within you to then use that energy and to create something beautiful with your life, you know. Just, that's how I see social media being used best, is to cultivate those type of people, that energy, and these type of communities. It's like, that's what it should be for. But
yeah, and that energy you are giving out, you're gonna get it, but by value and by results.
And I feel it.
You feel it. Yeah. How been your week? You've been traveling like Spain. You've been traveling to garbage. You've been traveling here again to Porto.
Yeah.
You see it to your life, and it's amazing, bro.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's funny because also me, like, I've been in a lot of countries and a lot of places always, and I know a lot of different people. But sometimes I feel like I'm in a bucle in my day-to-day basis. But then I see back and I say, no, bro. Like, I know people that they live in the same place for their whole life and they don't do nothing different. So it's just being able to evaluate that you are achieving and doing, and
it's powerful, man. And once you build that momentum, like, you know what you talked about earlier in your notes, when you build the momentum, you start creating, and then the creation inspires you to keep in those good habits, and the good habits create more good things happening, and the good things happening make, you know, it's like this beautiful cycle. It's once you're on it,
it's a bucle. Yeah.
And once you feel it, you can't unfeel it. Like, once you understand it, you can't not understand it. And you know what? You mentioned porn, and it's interesting because I made a video the other day. And okay, actually, I'll say, every single time I've made a video that mentions porn, even if I use the corn emoji, or if I use like P like in **N or whatever, uh-huh. Instagram flags the video, and I get like a slight shadow ban on my account.
Oh really?
It's crazy. But it makes you wonder too, like,
why?
Why? It makes you wonder why, you know? And also, people that I also get comments, you know, saying that my views on how it's a, you know, it's objectively a negative influence on your life. I would love for someone to explain to me how it's not, because I get a lot of comments and being like, you know, well, you know, people have the right to do what they want, you know, but it's like also these same people that say they have the right to do what they want something greater for their life, and yet they still continue to engage in these habits that keep you at a low vibration.
Yeah.
For me, I really see it super black and white. I think it's actually evil. Like I do. You know, I feel like it was created to keep human beings down. And I think it's so much deeper than just visually seeing two people have sex. I think it's the results of that. You, when you release your seed into nothingness with no purpose, mm-hmm. with no intention, to pixels on a screen, like, I think, could anything be more meaningless? Could anything be further from what our purpose here is? Actually, no, it couldn't be further from our purpose, because it is the exact opposite of our purpose. If you really believe in human beings as like creating legacy in our children and leading the best lives to then, you know, create children to then lead better lives and impact more people, you know, is like masturbating to porn, which are like the seed of life, into like what, the toilet paper, like fucking your shower. It's sure. disgusting, right? Like if you talk about it openly, and objectively, it's like it's the opposite. It's the opposite action. It gives you the opposite results of what fulfills us most biologically.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And at the end of the day, porn is entertainment. And as we talk about video games, it's not what is it, because at the end of the day, it's two persons having sex. That if you see it in a perspective way, it's so sacral. It's so beautiful. But then it comes how it have become, and how the people have become to use that, and how they self-sabotage by using that. So, yeah, as you say, like, throwing out the seed, like, doesn't spending time with your opposite energy, that in this case with males is have the feminine energy, is very important to us to retain that male energy in order to then come provide to the opposite energy. Because passing the days is like that. As a man, we always have this purpose driving this. It's like talking about, you know, you remember with Daniel the other day we was in the ocean, and we just see the water so wild, and Daniel just told us like, hey, let's go and swim from this side to this side, and it was super dangerous, and we can almost die in this situation.
Yeah.
But we do it because it's a feeling that. Decades in the past, the men's have inside the feeling of doing things that that make us feel like we're gonna die. Like exactly, like it's conquer. It have to be with pursuit drive to hunt. For example, in the past, the people go to hunt to provide the family. Yeah. Then the Vikings go to a war and they don't know if they're gonna come back, or they maybe know that they don't gonna come back, but they just do it. So, and it's something that in the masculine energy is have become by the decades, and it's within us. So it's learning how to make use of that energy, because nowadays people just spend all the day in the house seeing video games, scrolling and all that.
Video games
again. And they are not letting space for the energy, the real authentic energy of the masculine entering it.
Yeah.
And so can provide to.
Why do you think so many more men play video games than women? Is it because we have this innate feeling within us to go adventure? To go conquer something, whether it be not even so directly as conquering other people, but conquering your fears, conquering conquering the temptations, conquering, you know, yourself, right? Like, it's a self-mastery thing that I feel like I can relate as a man, because I'm a man, right? So I can only speak for men. I can't speak for women. I don't know what it's like to be a woman, but I know as men, we need to be doing things, and oftentimes it's physical, right? There's something about doing physical things that are very difficult that fulfill us so deeply.
Yeah.
Not only that, but doing physical things that are very difficult with other men, because there is something so tribal and so, you know, natural about that
situation. It's energetic
situation.
That you cannot even explain, but you know it and you feel it.
It's just a truth. It's just a truth.
And and also the authenticity. Like we were talking about the other day about masculine and feminine energy. And it's funny because nowadays there's a lot of influence of people that just teach us to be in certain types of way with our masculine energy or either feminine energy with the feminism or the toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
And we have to realize that, okay, you can do it and it can give you some results in some areas of the life. I don't give. But in the end, if we really want something sustainable and authentic for our life in the future, because we don't search in short-term things, but we're searching a full, fulfilling life with our really authentic things around, that means in love and everything, we have to be authentic with the energy we are projecting. Mm. Because you can go to a date and just try to appear to be somebody, but you really are not. So maybe it goes well, but it's not gonna be sustainable because—
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know. So if you are authentic about what you're projecting, you're gonna be authentic what you are attracting to your life. That means in relationships and sustainable things. You can have a false alert of projecting energy and you can attract things, but then that things is gonna not be sustainable for you because you are not holding that energy. So knowing that, of course, there's a masculine and a feminine energy, and of course they have to exist because it's the law of opposites and law of duality, the masculine and the feminine. And it's not only in girls and boys or men and females, but it has to be within us, because as it's outside, it's inside, and it's inside, it's outside.
Yeah.
So know that inside us, there's a feminine and a masculine—
Absolutely.
—energy. Either we are boys or girls or men or
women.
Yeah. And knowing that every one of us have different proportions of it.
Yeah.
You can be a man and have a little bit more feminine hormones or energy.
Yeah.
The masculine. That's why you see a lot of people that they just don't feel comfortable in their own body, and they feel like they are other gender.
Yeah.
And you see all these type of trends going out of transmutation of gender. But it's trying to understand that if you're truly authentic and you're truly authentic with what you are and what you have inside, then the things you are attracting to you, the relationship you're attracting to you, is gonna be authentic too.
Absolutely.
Because it's gonna be complementary, and it's not gonna be, in this case, not gonna be the same for you as you. You're not gonna attract the same person.
Yeah.
Not in the level of energy, maybe in the level of self-worth, you will attract a person with the same level of self-worth, but not, you're gonna find a person that is complementary with your energy. And in this case, if you are more a man with more feminine energy, and in some cases, you will attract a woman that is more masculine because
the balance out. Yeah.
It's the balance, and that's going to be more sustainable.
Absolutely.
But if you are a boy with your masculine hormones and you just are like that because you are like that, you're going to find more attractive a girl that is more cute, more like this, more feminine.
Yeah.
And absolutely. It's something you can notice.
Yo, what you were talking about when you were saying that, when, like, let's say you go, I think you used the example of going on a date. If you go out there and with the intention, like, let's say just to have sex, right, without actually trying to get to know the person and like really establish a relationship from a deeper level, you're the only one you're fooling is yourself, right?
Sure.
And all of these like life coaches that you know teach you how to like do, you know, like the some people on YouTube that are like the dating.
Yeah,
advice.
Totally. Yeah.
It's like the only reason, like, if you were to just have leveled yourself up, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually, you wouldn't need any of this advice because.
Sure.
You would be so confident in yourself. You would have the aura that only attracts people that you would be able to connect with on a level. Like the connection wouldn't be, and if there wasn't the right person, you'd know right away. You also wouldn't value just talking to someone just to sleep with them, right? Like,
I don't know what my luck is with podcasts, but every single time I've recorded an incredible one. I mean, like, to be honest, what we have is good, but you can probably guess where this is going. The rest of it wasn't recorded. But, because the conversation we were about to get into, talking about the mindset that a lot of people have around, you know, especially men, when it comes to men wanting to get with women, I feel like it was such an important topic and we dove into such a great place, but the rest of it wasn't recorded. This was supposed to be a 2.5-hour podcast, And I didn't even realize until now that I start editing it that it's an hour and a half. So that's very disappointing. But again, live life as a meditation. Everything happens for a reason. These obstacles are nothing more than distracting thoughts, is what I'm telling myself as I try not to feel too sad about the fact that the rest of it is gone. With that being said, I do appreciate you listening to an hour and a half of this podcast. It really does mean a lot. And you know what? If you've been coming back and you're enjoying each episode, you know, we have another one coming out next week. It would mean a lot to me if you leave a rating. And I don't know what platform you're listening to this on, but I know on Spotify, there's an option if you go to the podcast page to leave a rating. And it just shows me that you want to see more. And I'm going to keep them coming. And it just, you know, adds a little bit of motivation, adds a little bit of a, you know, symbiotic relationship. I create, you give me feedback, and the loop continues. But yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad.